Right now we're joined by the new Port Huron Township Police Chief. He's got to get used to saying Township after Port Huron, Dan Main Guy. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
So Craig Miller left recently for Chesterfield Township, left a vacancy in Port Huron Township. You recently retired from the Port Huron Fire Department. So was this a surprise to you, or was this something you were kind of eyeing?
No, it truly was a surprise. When I left in July, I didn't have anything lined up. My wife and I were going to do some traveling, which we were fortunate enough to take a trip across the ocean to Ireland, spent 9 days there, and was just getting house projects done, enjoying
retirement,
freedom, enjoying retirement. Yeah. And I actually heard about the opportunity through some of the former my former coworkers at the city. They said, "Hey, did you hear Chief Miller has something lined up?" And I said, "No, I hadn't heard that." And I just gave it some consideration, and the next thing you know, here we are. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Congratulations on the new job.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
What's the biggest difference in being police chief in the city of, or fire chief rather, in the city of Port Huron versus fire chief in Port Huron Township?
Well, Port Huron Township, like most other departments in the county, are what they call consider a combination department. It's staffed with some full-time staff as well as some paid-on-call staff that respond in only when needed on emergencies. The city of Port Huron, on the other hand, is a full career department. Every day there's a set number of bodies in the station, which gives you a little lower stress that you know what you have on every fire ground or
sure.
what you have coming. With the paid on call or combination departments, there's always that factor of unknown.
Who's available?
Who's available,
out there right now?
Who's home? Yeah. Who's maybe at their full-time job? So that will be challenging, but I'm not unfamiliar with it. I actually started my fire career back in 1989 as a paid-on-call member of Port Huron Township's department.
Oh, there you go.
It seems like it's fate. You know, it's timing and opportunity.
Yep, everything
is really the best I can describe it.
Well, and you know a lot of these guys. I mean, I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, the firefighting community is probably a pretty small one where everybody kind of knows each other in neighboring areas.
It absolutely is. Yeah. And we've provided mutual aid to the township. They've come and worked in the city when we've needed their help. So it really is a lot of familiar faces, just different patches, different badges. But and different station. But
speaking of badges, I see you've got your badge out already.
They had one set aside for me. It's one of Chief Miller's badges that he had handed along to me. And I do have to share with the community that I have had a great reception in taking this position. The township posted some things on Facebook. I've had a lot of text messages from past coworkers, members of the community saying, congratulations. They have a great selection, and that's humbling. You don't have any idea how many people are actually watching you and watching things evolve. So it's just humbling. I'm very appreciative of the support, and I hope I don't let them down. Or together with the crew, it's not the chief of a department, as any administrator will probably tell you, is only as good as his or her people, and you have to depend on them. You have to support them in order for them to support you. So I've already made it known that I can't do it alone. It's going to be some learning curve for me, not just learning back how to get up in the morning when the alarm clock
yeah,
goes off
right.
at 6 o'clock, but also to be back in the groove of response. So,
well, I'm glad you enjoyed your retirement.
I did for a little bit.
It was about 3 months, right?
Well, yeah, but closer to six.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
The end of June.
That's right.
And enjoyed it. I mean, it's certainly not about, and my wife and I sort of joked about it, that it wasn't like she kicked me out. She was had enough. Why are you still
yeah.
here after
right.
near 30 years? It just was, again, the best I can liken it to is opportunity.
Yeah.
I served on the department back in 89. With my older brother, John, who unfortunately passed away unexpectedly back in the summer of 17. And I can't help but think that there's some sort of intervention here that he always told me, you're too young to retire. And he was always a strong supporter of my career and was proud of his little brother. So, and my oldest brother as well was in the fire service. Sort of the Main Guy family of service. So I guess it's meant to be.
It certainly seems that way. Well, welcome back to Port Huron Township as the new fire chief. We wish you all the best.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. And thanks to the community for their support as well.
So. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Nice Christmas gift, huh?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Yeah. Sure.
All right. Dan Mayne, guy with us on WPHM. 15 minutes now before 9 o'clock.